story of Mert and Maury. Mert has received a visit from a Mr. Baker, seeking information about an ex-vaudeville actress named Agnes Hallam. Although Mert told the man that she had never heard of anyone by that name, she appeared quite upset at the interview. That same evening, before the show, she went to see Ray Hunt, who had sent Baker to her. Hunt intimated that Mert had considerable information that would interest Baker. However, he suggested there was no reason for him to say anything if Mert would consider resuming her relationship with him. Now, in just a moment, we'll see what new developments there might be in today's chapter of Mert and Marv. When Hunt asked Mert to be his sweetheart again, she told him that she despised him thoroughly. Hunt immediately retaliated with...
In which case, you leave me free to tell Mr. Baker what I know.
Ray Hunt, you'll never tell what you know about Agnes Hallam. Never.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to bump into you, Mrs. Hunt. Miss Bitt, may I see you for a moment outside here?
I have nothing to say to you, Mrs. Hunt.
But, Miss Bitt, I need help. I've reached the end of my rope.
Mrs. Hunt, as long as you suspect me, and as long as you have taken the attitude toward me that you have, I've nothing to say. You wouldn't believe me anyway.
I don't know what to believe. I blamed Ray, and then I've taken his word. He's sworn that he's faithful to me. But then his actions contradict what he says. The other night when I entered his office, I found him kissing you.
Oh, no, Mrs. Hunt. Just trying to. And if you hadn't interrupted when you did, Ray Hunt would have been slapped in the face.
Somehow I feel I must believe you, Miss Spear, but you realize how I hate to... To believe you means that Ray has done all the things I suspected. Well, I'm going into his office and have it out with him now. Once and for all.
I wish you luck. Pat, may I see you a moment, please?
Oh, sure, Miss Spears.
Say, Pat, has there been a stranger backstage tonight?
Well, there was a man here looking for Miss Margie.
Margie?
Yeah, a young fellow, kind of wild looking, but he went away again.
But was there a rather dignified middle-aged gentleman back here?
Well, there was a gentleman came backstage about 10 minutes ago. He was looking for Mr. Hunt. But Mr. Hunt was busy talking to someone. I guess he went out to Hayfield's office.
Oh, did he mention his name, Pat?
Let me see. Yes, Baker. That was it, Mr. Baker.
Oh, that's the man. And, Pat, if this Mr. Baker comes backstage again, will you come right down to the dressing room and tell me? I want to see him before he sees Mr. Hunt.
Sure, of course I will, Miss.
Good.
Hello, Mert.
Oh, hello, Vivian. Say, I want to tell you how sorry I am about this whole affair, Vivian.
Thanks. But it helps the kid, Margie, doesn't it?
Margie had nothing to do with it. I don't want you to blame her.
Don't worry. I know who to blame.
Who?
Ray Hunt, the rat.
Well, I don't quite understand.
Oh, I know. Because he's tired of me now, the double-crosser.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Vivian. You're too clever. You'll find something else.
No, I'm not worried that way, Mert. I can take the breaks. I know show business. Well, you know, when I joined the show this season, Ray Hunt treated me like a father. And then he started making promises and treating me with, well, more than fatherly affection. Sap that I was, I believed him. I suppose he's told that same story about the misunderstanding wife to everyone he's known.
Yeah, I guess he has.
Well, Mert, one of these days that guy's going to be all through. His light's going out. Be a good thing for show business if he was 6 feet underground.
Oh, come on, Vivian. Don't talk like that.
Mert, watch that little girl, Marge. He'll try the same tricks on her.
I'll watch her. Don't worry.
Well, probably won't see you again. Going downstairs to see Max Schwartz for a few minutes. Goodbye, Mert.
Bye, Vivian. And good luck.
Oh, Myrtle. Myrtle, I was looking for you. I've got to talk to you alone.
Well, what's all the excitement, Margie? Here, let's step into Pat's office where no one can hear us. Wait a minute. There goes Billy out of Hunt's office. Probably went in to console Mrs. Hunt. She's gone across the stage, back the backdrop. Now, tell me what's on your mind, Margie.
Myrtle, I think Jimmy's been here.
Jimmy? Here?
Yes, Jimmy. After you'd gone into Mr. Hunt's office, Pat told me that a young man had been at the stage door asking for me. He told Pat he was my brother.
Oh, Margie, it was Probably just some stage door John who wants to take you out after the show. That brother Gag's an old one.
Well, Pat said he thought he recognized him.
Oh, Pat's half blind. He only saw Jimmy about once in his life. He wouldn't remember him. Come on, kid. Back down to the dressing room. I want to get made up fast. Now, snap out of it, honey. Remember, you got to lay him in the aisles again tonight.
Oh, Myrtle, you're such a comfort. I'm glad they let me stay down in the old Chick Chick's dressing room with the girls. I'd die if I had to dress alone upstairs. I'd be afraid. Myrtle, what did you talk to Mr. Hunt about?
Oh, just something personal.
I have a feeling that it's something about this Agnes Helen. If I thought Mr. Hunt was making trouble for you again,
oh, come on, scat, into the dressing room.
Oh, but I mean it, Myrtle.
Oh, hello, girls. What's the joke?
Oh, look at Clarence, Mae.
That's all. Say, Clarence, where'd you get that funny-looking coat? Suits are very pre-war.
I tell you, girls, I was never so mortified in my life. I was in a barber shop.
Don't tell me you shaved.
I was getting a haircut, Anastasia. And I took off my sport coat. You know, that heavenly blue one I wear with the tan trousers.
Yes, Clarence, we know the one.
Well, I was the last customer in the shop, and when I got ready to leave, lo and behold, some ruffian had taken my blue coat, and this magey thing was the only one left.
You better keep it, Clarence. It makes you look so different. Yippee!
I feel like a ragamuffin.
Who does it belong to, Clarence? Did you find out?
No.
Well, did you look for any marks of identification?
Say, look in the pockets, Clarence. Go on, maybe there's a letter or something.
I won't touch the thing. It's probably full of germs.
You're wearing it, aren't you?
But I had to, Billy. I felt so exposed in just slacks and suspenders.
Well, you're probably contaminated now.
Oh, Billy, shut up.
Don't worry, Clarence. Come here and I'll look in the pockets. Now hold still, will you? Say, wait a minute. What?
Angels above, look at what she's found.
He's going to faint. Catch him, somebody.
What is it, Nell?
Look.
Myrtle. A revolver.
Well, let me get away from that dreadful thing. It's dangerous.
Is it loaded? Let me see.
Gwen, don't point that thing in your face. It might go off.
Oh, let her shoot herself. It won't hurt her.
Well, what'll we do with it? You want it, Clarence? I suppose it's yours.
Oh, mercy, no. I'm frantic with fright. Let me out of here.
Oh, get out.
Oh, I need no urging, Tilly. Ta-ta.
Oh,
uh-oh.
I've never seen that.
Well, look, what am I doing with this gun? I can't stand here holding it with two fingers.
Well, be careful where you put it, Nell. There might be an accident.
Well, I'll put it up here on the shelf and tell Pat about it.
Give it to Mert. She may need it if Mrs. Hunt goes after her.
Well, from the way she talked to me before you barged in, I think Hunt might need it for self-protection.
Where is it? Am I safe?
Yeah. All's well, Clarence.
Oh, well, listen, you gnats. Have you all got your clean gloves for the letter number?
Well, I haven't, Clarence.
I know you haven't. That's why I'm checking up on the others. I will not call your attention to it again, so there.
Oh. Say, don't you get so bossy. You ain't Mr. Hunt.
Well, maybe I'm not, but I'm tired of slaving for you. Here's your gloves, dimwit. And keep them clean.
Say, kids, 15 minutes has been called. We better hurry and get made up.
Well, I'm all right. I have my clean gloves, Clarence. Say, listen, Margie, I'm going up on stage. I got to see Hunt before.
Hey, you better stay away from Hunt's office, dear. Catherine Hunt is still in there, and she's in a dangerous state of nerves.
Well, if I need any assistance, Devere, I'll call you. Till then, mind your own business. Pat? Oh, Pat?
He's not here. Oh, darn this button, hanging by a thread. I gotta hurry. Thread. Needle. Oh, dear. Where's a thimble? Scissors.
Yes, Miss Myrtle, here I come. I've been up in Mr. Darnell's dressing room.
Oh, Pat, has Mrs. Hunt come out of Mr. Hunt's office yet?
Yes, Miss Spears. She came out a few minutes after you went downstairs.
Well, did that Mr. Baker come back and go into Hunt's office?
I ain't seen him, miss.
Have you seen everyone who came in or went out?
Well, that young fellow was here asking for Miss Margie again.
Again?
Yeah, he was here twice. I chased him away.
Oh, but, Pat, could anyone have gone into Mr. Hunt's office without you seeing him?
Well, Maybe. I went up to Mr. Darnell's dressing room with a telegram. I was away from the door for several minutes.
I'm sure Mr. Hunt will see you now.
Oh, here comes Mr. Hayfield and that Mr. Baker. They're coming across the stage.
Oh, I've got to see Hunt first. I'm going over to his office now.
Overture!
Ray Hunt. Good God. The man is dead.
Is dead. Don't miss the next exciting episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.